One of Netflix's latest acquisitions debuted yesterday, the new comedy series Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Tina Fey and Robert Carlock, who gave us 30 Rock, teamed up again to create the show, originally for NBC before Netflix picked it up. The lead character, Kimmy, is played by Ellie Kemper. You might have seen her in The Office or the movie Bridesmaids. Kemper recounts the meeting where Fey and Carlock pitched the show with an unexpectedly dark premise.
We sat down to dinner and they said, okay, well, we did come up with an idea for this comedy. You are a young lady who has been trapped in a bunker for 15 years and you've just escaped. And so I thought, I don't know, are you really?
Yep. Kimmy Schmidt is the young survivor of a doomsday cult, rescued after being abducted and imprisoned for most of her life. She moves to New York to restart her life and lands a job as a nanny to a super rich family. Here's Ellie Kemper as Kimmy, getting instructions from the mom, played by Jane Krakowski.
You'll need to be here by 6 every morning to get Buckley up for school. Then get me up at 10, but don't wake me up.
Can I just say how grateful I am for this opportunity?
I'm sorry, what is your name?
Oh, it's Kimmy.
Kimmy.
Are you good at braiding hair?
I'm awesome at it.
Fantastic. Of course, you'll have to meet the horses first. Also, it's Buckley's birthday tomorrow, so you'll need to make a cake that's cute, but also paleo.
It's funny, but I asked Kemper if she was nervous about making comedy out of horror.
I think it was a risk, but I think that we all did the job correctly, and I hope that people appreciate and like the finished version. Something that I already knew, but that was reinforced, is that bad things happen in the world, and the answer is not to shy away from them, but instead to address them.
Well, I kept thinking, watching pretty much every episode, that just about every detailed account of, I hate to say it, but you know, atrocity, there are moments where people do just kind of get caught up in moments of laughter about the absurdity of the horrible situation.
Yeah, and I think that we have all been in situations like that where something is just so terrible or seems so terrible, I mean, that you have to laugh. I'm specifically thinking about something which is admittedly much less serious than being trapped in a bunker for 15 years, but something like a family reunion where you're like, oh, this is awful. But you have to laugh because I don't know how else you can deal with it. And by the way, my family members will now no longer be talking to me. They're like, I didn't know that was so difficult for you, Ellie, to be with us.
So that's what you're laughing about.
Yes, and that's what you're in the corner with your gin laughing about. No, I don't drink gin.
You know, the show, the arc of the character in the show, it's a comically extreme version of this classic story that young naive comes to New York to reinvent herself. Does any of that resonate with your own experience moving to New York?
Yes. I grew up in St. Louis, and I moved to New York after college, and I am absolutely not comparing St. Louis to an underground post-apocalyptic bunker. I'm going on record not saying that. But certainly New York is unique, and it's overwhelming, and it's exciting, and it's difficult, and it's vibrant. And I think adjusting to that can be tough. So I certainly felt like that. My very first, I don't know if it was my first day, but certainly my first week being in the city, a lady on the sidewalk stopped and asked me if I would be interested in getting a free blowout. For guys, that's like when you get your hair blow dried. So I said, of course. And she said, all I need is your credit card. And I whipped out my credit card and I like, gave it to her on the street. And she did one of those old-fashioned like Xerox copies of it. And afterwards, I don't know why she needed my credit card if it was a, you know, reportedly free blowout. But strangely, nothing happened. I did get my free blowout. I don't still know why she needed my credit card, but I learned my lesson quickly. Like, you don't have to be nice to everyone who asks for your credit card on the street of New York.
We were talking about the unflappable optimism of this character in spite of what she's been through. And that seems to be a theme with some of the characters you played recently, you know, on The Office as well. How much of that is you, or how much of that is the character? Is there a reason they're going to you for these characters?
Well, I will say, I think one reason is I do have a large face. And when I smile, it's like a big smile just because it's in proportion to the rest of my face. So there could lie a naturally sort of sunny go-to image because I have a big moon face smile. But I do hope that I share some of the optimism in real life of these characters because I think I played a character, Erin, on The Office and Becca in Bridesmaids. And these were both very sunny, upbeat women. And with Kimmy, I think what's very cool about her is just the toughness that's inside. And I would hope that I share some of that. I don't know if I do, but just that there's a tenacity there that I think without it, a woman would not have been able to endure a situation like she has endured.
Kimmy, what are you doing?
I'm not going back.
What?
I'm staying here.
Kimmy, that's crazy. You have a middle school education. You won't make it here.
It's like Reverend Richard always says, we're just garbage, Kimmy.
That's not true. We're not garbage. We're human beings.
I have to get my life back. Everybody in Jonesville is always going to look at me like I'm a victim, and that's not what I am.
So while Kimmy is totally unjaded and invigorated and optimistic and inspired by this new world she has before her, she also is very fierce and tough.
That's Ellie Kemper. She stars in the new Netflix original series, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. She joined us from New York. Ellie, I'm going to get back to watching. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.